This morning meditation is based upon 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verses 1 through 11, in which the suddenness of our Lord's second coming is clearly indicated. He will come again. When? That is not known. We know he will come as a thief in the night. This eschatological message prompts us to be always watchful and keep awake and be sober. The verse 11 reads, according to LSV, "Therefore encourage one another and build one another up, just as you are doing." This passage points out the biblical edification which we mutually owe as Christians, namely in knowledge, assurance, and spiritual strength. It is this upbuilding which will produce mutual comfort. Such practice follows among the Thessalonians in regard to all other Christian matters, including this important matter of Christ's second coming. So all unnecessary grieving would cease. All the bereaved would be comforted by being built up in clear, sound knowledge and blessed conviction. You who are New Testament Greek students may have your own fine points of translating and interpreting these two interesting words, namely parakalete and oikodomete, which are translated in various ways: comfort, edify, that is, comfort each other and edify one another; exhort one another and build up one another; hearten one another and fortify one another. In Tillich's translation, it reads, "Go on cheering and strengthening one another." Luther's German Bible reads, "Ermahnet euch untereinander und erbauet einer den anderen." Mutually admonish and build up. The Bruins modern translation reads, "Tröstet euch untereinander und fördert euch gegenseitig." With this note, die Glauben Gläubigen aber sollen sich gegenseitig ermuntern und ermahnen, that is, encourage and admonish. Each of these translations give us some helpful insight. I would like to share our Korean translation for change, for which I was personally involved. 서로 격려하며 덕을 세우시오. Mutually encourage and cultivate virtue. The highly valued word in the Oriental thought, tuck, or in Chinese, che, is used. The quality which enables a person truly an honorable human, the goodness and morality in the highest sense, which we may name Christian virtue. Whichever meaning we may like to take For these sacred words of God, one thought which runs through all the way is the concern for the other person, our neighbor. As we are to encourage one another and to cultivate mutually the Christian virtue, we need to see clearly the things through which such an act is being taken place, namely, where our mutuality stands. There are three distinct aspects. First, the Word of God, which does God's own work of saving men, as indicated in James 1:21, which were previously read, quote, "the implanted word which is able to save your souls," unquote. Secondly, the resurrection of our Lord, which we sang in a few minutes ago, in which all our hopes arose. Christ is risen. We now rejoice with gladness, for Christ will end all sadness, as in hymn 187. Thirdly, we look for the second coming of Christ. Apostle Paul could not be content to tell the Thessalonians to be comforted and not to grieve about their death, but would add to this that they should be ready for the coming of our Lord. Now, applying these words to the life at our seminary community, we ask, or we may ask, when have we, that is, each one of us, made last a word of compliment or encouragement to our fellow students, professors, and students? Even in the professors, I believe, there must be something good to compliment. In the students, of course. A community of people where there is no mutual encouragement is a lonely place. As fellow pilgrims in life, we all can learn from the neighbor next to us. For all can be our teachers if we gladly take the pain, courage, and humility of learning. One small encouraging word or gesture of a student or a teacher, for instance, may make whole day of our life happy. Here we should heed the wise admonishment of the Apostle James: be quick to listen, slow to speak, and too slow to anger. We need each other. We owe each other a service. In this sense, we are indeed brothers and sisters people. We need cultivating the Christian virtues, which reveals a person as a Christian, that which Jesus Christ, our risen Lord, has enabled us to be as a new creation. At a brief interview with our student journal Spectrum reporter on campus, our four guests from Korea who came to the United States for a month of a leadership training program under the sponsorship of the Board for Missions of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod and our Concordia Seminary have expressed the encouragement and the self-confidence they received from the experiences and contacts so far at our seminary and in the east-west coast of the United States. They too noted the importance of such encouragement as Christians and as pastors in a land like Korea. Behind our mutual encouragement and mutual upbuilding as fellow workers of the Lord, we have God's word. We have the resurrection of our Lord and Savior. And we have our hope for his second coming. The holy sacrament of the altar is the objective and the most authentic means of contacting with these for us. Through this blessed event of the Lord's Supper, we are indeed encouraged and being cultivated into the true Christian virtue and faith, the highest point of our life as Christians. Now may God bless us and keep us to be faithful participants in this mutual act of encouragement and edification in his word, in his resurrection, and in his parousia. Now go in peace, have courage, and encourage your brothers and sisters in Christ. Amen.